uncrankable. Anyway, go ahead.
Uncrankable.
Anyway, okay, go ahead and do the intro.
Episode 90,
and guess what? It is December 31st, and guess what that is? It is New Year's Eve.
And
the New Year's. Oh yeah. All right, a drunk elephant. So welcome to Lifeline. It is the last episode of the year 2023.
Yep.
Tomorrow, if you're watching this on the day of its release, is the beginning of the year 2024. And
Right. Guess
what you should do in
that
year?
Get tickets to my tour.
The very first thing, not that, the very first thing you should do, if you haven't already, if you have done this already, you're the greatest person in the world. If you haven't done it, you can still be the greatest person in the world by going
to
do it now. Patreon.com/LifelineLuxury. Sign up for Lifeline Luxury. It is the second greatest show on earth after this show, which is Lifeline.
But also, I'm on tour. Brand new material from not from Grow or Die. A different stuff. Doing all new stuff. Can't bring myself to do the old stuff. I get bored with it. Whatever. Hey.
Wow.
Brea, California. Anyway, I'll be there. I'll be in Sacramento. I will be in Phoenix. I will be in El Paso, Albuquerque, Kelowna, BC, Vancouver. So many places. Kitchener, Rochester, New York, Houston, Texas. Go to chrisley.com. There's a lot of dates out there. Norfolk, Virginia, Durham, Corpus Christi, Houston. Yeah. All right. So that's that. And also, if you want to send in a video here, click the link below. Also, send a thing for Matt, private record, privaterecord.com.
Got the podcast, the private record solo podcast coming out real soon.
All right.
You're going to love it. Go follow it on Instagram and TikTok. TikTok, YouTube.
Tippy top, tippy top shape.
Tippy top, tip, tip, top, bing, bong, bing, bong.
And so the one-on-one advice sessions with Matt at mattdelia.com and the merch at lifelinemerch.com. So look, we did the holidays and here we go. We have another one. I've talked about this on my podcast, congratulations, but all the holidays are smashed together and I don't like that.
Jesus shouldn't have been born so close to New Year's Eve.
You mean Horus?
Jesus should have had the presence of mind to be born right after the pilgrims and Indians broke bread.
You mean Horus?
And right before the new year.
You mean Horus?
Horus Grant?
No, not him.
Why are you saying Horus?
Way later. Horus Grant was the Egyptian god that died on December 22nd and rose back from the dead on December 25th. And there were three kings with him and he had 12 followers and disciples. And it is the story basically of Jesus. Only it happened 3,000 years before Jesus. Hi.
Well, Horus Christ. But the Epic of Gilgamesh, I mean, every one of those stories is the same. There's
I know.
The flood. There's the,
I know.
It's the baby. It's
and Horus was the first documented
immaculate
one.
Birth.
I understand it. From a virgin. He was born from a virgin.
Resurrection.
Horus was born from a virgin.
Hey, would you look at that? They're also similar.
I'm just
all
saying.
The Abrahamic religions and also
That's
all the
I'm
religions
saying.
Before
and we
that.
We're entering the age of Aquarius.
Horus Christ.
Stop saying Horus Christ.
Horus Christ. That's
and we
a
are
good one.
Entering Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, and we are doing that in 2200. And once that happens, we will have a new deity to worship, and that's what will absolutely happen. I've seen way too many conspiracy theory documentaries.
Wow, dude, you are just off the deep end. Stop.
I won't.
Watch
I won't.
Different stuff.
But that's actually true, though.
Read.
I do read. This is what I get the information from.
But read like a book, not some.
I've read The Client.
Absolute.
I
batshit insane website that no one's ever heard of.
It's not a website, dude. What I'm saying is, when the age of Aquarius comes, well, I'm starting to sound like a crazy.
What does that even mean, dude? You're like
we're
some astrology
in the age of Pisces.
See ya, dude. And see ya. The most see ya ever. Okay.
Moses died, then Jesus happened, and after Jesus dies, it's going to be a new deity.
Worst history lesson of all time. Okay.
Stop saying Horus Christ.
Horus
Christ.
Horus T. Christ.
Horus.
Horus Tyrone Christ.
Horus. You better call Tyrone Horus Christ.
Are you saying Horus?
Horus, like H-O-R-U-S, though, not Horus.
H-O-R-A-S-E.
Got it.
No, not Horus.
I'm saying it so he'll understand what I'm
but
saying.
But it's Horus, is the H-O-R-U-S, Horus.
I don't know how to spell it, but it's the guy with the fucking eagle head, and he's Egyptian, dude.
Yeah, Horus Grant, who played for the Bulls in the 90s.
No,
that's the
dude.
Same guy, dude.
Teammates with Harold Miner. No, it's not him.
Okay.
Harold Miner won the slam dunk contest, and he was absolutely
he's
fucking
awesome.
He was
on the Miami Heat, not the Chicago Bulls. Horus Grant was on the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan. And Scottie Pippen.
All right.
Scottie Pippen.
Was Horus Grant the one with the face mask thing?
Yeah, dude. He was the man.
Like it's a horror movie. Why do they wear that shit? Why do basketball players wear that plastic
thing? I think it's because they have vision problems.
No.
No, their nose.
You're talking, you're talking about the nose.
Mask.
It's when they have a nose thing.
No, Horace Grant had this. Just goggles.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about not that. That is right. I got it mixed up. But what is the thing with the glass on their face?
A nose that was broken recently or something like that on your face. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because it's really sensitive cartilage. You can bang it again.
No, I understand, but just don't play, right?
Oh, if you understand, then don't ask. You know? Well,
no,
you have to play.
No, I understand after you told me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But don't.
But you have to play because if you're the man and your team needs you, you can't be like, oh, my face is going to maybe, you got to put the mask on and get and suit up. Suit up. Got to get Z'd up from the feet up. Suit up. Okay? All right.
Well, Horace Grant was a good basketball player, but he got forgotten because of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and that's okay.
Dude, how about Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan in like a loggerhead situation? Well, you know Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah.
You know about this?
Yeah, I do.
Did we talk about this on the show?
No, we did not talk about it on the show, but I'm up
Michael
on current events.
Jordan's son.
Worldly events.
Is either engaged to or dating or maybe even married to Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Scottie Pippen, Pippen, Booyah, Booyah, and Booyah.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
See?
Yeah, and dude. Even Michael Jordan's like, nah, that ain't cool.
Isn't that weird?
Even Michael Jordan's Who's like, don't son? Do that. His son is... Michael B. Jordan. Michael Basketball Jordan. Somebody Jordan.
Let me see.
Yeah, and he's younger, obviously, and Scottie
Pippen... He's really, really, really handsome.
Is he?
Obviously. Michael Jordan is so handsome.
No, Michael Jordan's fine looking.
Dude, I think Michael Jordan is so handsome.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I would never say he's not a fine looking guy, but...
I think Michael Jordan is... absolutely one of the best looking like major athletes of all time.
That's crazy.
Scottie Pippen's son?
No. Whoa, Michael Jordan's son.
The only person we said.
Is dating or maybe even married to Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Yes, they're intimate together. Just, don't stop even say dating or married. Just pick one, you know? Lana, what's her name?
He had it up and then he ruined it.
Oh, there wow. Michael Jordan's son is good looking.
Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen, 25 years after Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen won their eighth. Blah, blah, blah. Michael's son Marcus and Scottie's ex-wife Laura have a wedding. Yeah, dude, they have a wedding in the works.
And apparently Michael Jordan is like not in there. Like TMZ asked him or whatever, and he's just like, that's fucked up. Man, I didn't say that's fucked up, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
look how handsome his son is.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude, huh?
And Larsa Pippen looks more like Mr. Potato Head.
She's pretty much Lil' Kim in white makeup, but
look at all the random parts that were assembled on her face.
Yeah.
That nose is created,
manufactured. She must be bad, though. She must be bad in real life.
The lips look like they're just injected with every possible thing.
But she must be bad.
Look how fucking sick ass Michael Jordan's son that is, though.
So, all right. So there you go. That's wild. Yeah, Michael Jordan's good looking.
Come on, look at Michael Jordan. He's
so
handsome.
Yeah, but no, but to say he's one of the best looking major league...
major athletes.
No, that's crazy.
Name two that are more handsome than him.
Seriously?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, first of all, there's so many baseball ones.
So name one.
There's many, many, many football ones.
Name two that are more handsome than Michael Jordan. I know it's subjective, but...
Oh, yeah, obviously, Tom Brady.
Sure. I mean, I don't agree, but I could totally get why someone would
Steve
think that.
Young.
Steve.
What's his name from the guy who has 900 kids from? Yeah, obviously he's hot because he's been
banging a ranging.
What's his name? Terrell Owen.
What sport? Terrell Owen.
Terrell Owen. That guy's major handsome.
No, come on.
Oh,
no,
come
no,
on,
no,
bro.
No. You know who's really handsome? Was really handsome. A lot of quarterbacks were handsome, right?
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
I mean,
Namath was handsome.
Joe Namath was handsome, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Montana's okay.
Yeah, no, Michael Jordan's
He's like
more
a Michael Jordan to me.
No,
they're both the same
Michael
equal.
Michael Jordan's mad handsome, dude.
Did you guys say Tom Brady already?
Yeah, we did. That was the first one we said. Who's the running back? Barry Sanders is really good looking.
More than Michael Jordan,
I don't know.
Dude.
I mean, he's... Well, he doesn't look so good there. Oh no, you know what? I'm not talking about Barry Sanders. I'm talking about the one in the other one.
Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith.
He's handsome.
That's what
I meant.
Yeah.
But Michael
Emmitt Smith.
More
he's
Siragusa.
Very who?
Tony Siragusa.
Tony La Russa.
Tony La Russa, dude.
No, not
Dennis Eckersley was really good looking.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
here,
Tony
dude.
La Russa. You know, no.
Yeah, a lot
Dennis
of
Dennis Eckersley. Look up Dennis Eckersley. Dennis Eckersley.
E-C-K-E-R-S-L-E. There you go.
Yeah, come on. That guy was good looking. That's a good looking dude.
He had a vibe, but he wasn't. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. The Eck was hot, dude.
The Eck.
Steve Sachs was really
hot. Was he?
Yes.
Yeah, Todd Zeal.
He's the hottest.
Todd Zeal's
he
like
was the hottest, he says. Whatever. You know? What's his name? Steve Sachs?
S-A-X.
And like, go like his sex. Name is almost sex,
like
you know?
Like sex, but with an A.
Then go Young.
Well, it'll come up.
He's a good looking old guy, yeah. Here we go.
Let's see. The bat one, that one. Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
But not on the left, though.
No, not on the left, you're right.
But right there, yeah. So there you go, dude. I mean, there's many, many more. But to say Michael Jordan, that's you're only saying that because he's
but
a star.
People act like,
you know what? You're a hoe.
People act like Derek Jeter is like, dude, he's so ugly.
Derek Jeter is a very good looking guy.
What?
It's his eyes. No
Bro,
cap.
You're out of your...
No cap. That's crazy, dude. Derek Jeter is a good looking dude. You're crazy.
You've never been, honestly, you have never been more wrong.
That's crazy, dude. Derek Jeter, he's good. He's got the sauce.
You think he's better looking than Michael Jordan?
I do, yeah. When he was young, you talk about young?
My mind is shattered, dude.
You talk about young?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Anytime. He was never better looking than Michael Jordan.
All right, what about this? Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. You're talking tennis. Mm-hmm. Tennis is like the hottest guy.
I mean, look at Derek Jeter's wife, dude.
Nadal, Federer, Sampras.
Look at his
Djokovic.
Federer. Look at his
Ivan
wife.
Lendl.
What
Boris
about hockey
Becker.
Players, dude? Hockey. You're forgetting, dude. You're crazy. You're out of your element. Look at Derek Jeter's wife, bro.
I don't... I know. Derek Jeter's a hot wife. He's worth $800 million.
I know. I get it.
Fucking...
Anyway. Michael Jordan is a fine-looking guy. But I would not say he's the best... We're talking about it too much, but I would not say he's one of the best-looking athletes. No way.
I love the way Michael Jordan looks.
Okay, you know?
Physically. Okay. Physically.
A housewife.
Physically, I love
that's
the way
fine.
He looks.
That's
okay?
Fine. That's the only way you can like someone looks. Is physically.
I'm just
you
stressing
can't say like
it.
Someone. I like the way he looks emotionally. You can't say that.
I don't mean like on the court when he's in motion. I'm talking about physically in still images. I love the way Michael Jordan looks.
Get it.
All right.
I get it.
All right.
I get it, my baby.
Let's start.
And
on the heels of that, let's start with the advice.
Okay, cool. I guess I'll start with the advice.
Hey Chris. Hey Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
Trying to make this fast. So
I know what that means.
Such a goofy person when I am by myself. I love who I am when I'm by myself. I make myself laugh and like I don't care who
there you
I
go.
Am. And then all of a sudden when I get into groups of people, even with my husband or whatever, I get really quiet and shy and awkward, but like I want to be a weirdo.
Mm.
I want to be the weirdo that I am.
Mm.
And I want to be who I am in front of people, but I don't know how to start that with people that I already know.
Oh.
Because I can't be weird and quiet one day and then all of a sudden be weird and crazy.
Mm.
So what is your advice for slowly taking steps to be who I am around the people that have known me forever?
You're overthinking it, huh?
Thank you. I love you. Bye.
You're overthinking it.
Bye.
Not that it's not valid.
No, I totally, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. But you're just overthinking it, and it's making it worse. To overthink it is making it worse.
That's true of almost every single thing. Honestly.
Okay. Okay. But, now, but not everybody overthinks things. And I'm saying this
right.
is she is what
and
she's
to
doing.
Over, what I'm saying is
so,
overthinking
so what you're
things
saying is,
almost always makes things worse.
Right. Gotcha.
Saying.
Okay. Cool. So that's the way we should have said it, right? But you didn't
that
say it like
exactly
that.
That is exactly what
okay.
I said. Anyone right. who has questions about it can rewind and see exactly right. what I said, which
right.
is exactly that.
All right.
So, yeah, I actually totally get it. Not in the way of like, I want to be my true self
it.
And it's weird, but like I've had the experience of being like, I've changed, or I believe I've changed,
mm-hmm.
and people who know me
mm-hmm.
know a version of me that they insist on being the case,
right.
and I feel like I've grown in a different way than
right.
like they see me because they've known me, and that you know you when you know someone, you come to expect behavior from them,
mm-hmm.
and it can be hard to be the way you want to be and be seen as such versus their ongoing expectation of what they've always thought you'd
mm-hmm,
be.
Mm-hmm.
So I can relate in that sense, but the truth is the only, doesn't matter ins and outs, specifics, nuance, don't really matter. All that matters is you have to act the way that feels natural to you and right to you, regardless of what people's expectation of you are, even if it's very, very, very different.
Right.
That's it. There's no other like, you could go on and on about it and talk about your specific case. It doesn't matter. Like the only way to solve this scenario or issue problem is to act the way you feel is most aligned with the way you are and the way you want to be.
Mm.
Even if people are like, oh, that's really different at first. They'll get used to it. If they're really your friend, they'll get used to it.
I think she's expressing some sort of uncomfortability, though, is what, that when she's doing it, it feels inauthentic, even though it's authentic because she's around people and it gets, and she gets all bunched up about it, which I do understand. But I would say that,
which would be another symptom of overthinking it,
right? Yeah. But I would, yeah, I would say that also with age, it gets a little easier. I don't know how old she is, but you know,
yeah.
I think that, like, because I was like that in my 20s. Also, putting yourself in situations where that's hard for you makes it easier. You know, it's like when I do stand up and I would bomb, I'd get better because I would just be like, oh, this is what bombing is. Who gives a fuck? And then, you know, you end up going on stage and you make, and, you know, yeah, and you figure it out and they don't sniff that fear from you. So you're you unapologetically. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I don't know if it applies to her, but I do.
Well,
know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have something that halfway applies as well, too. I remember, dude, I remember the day I became no longer shy.
What?
I distinctly remember the day it happened. I was the crossing guard at my elementary school. I was in fourth grade. And the crossing guard who I saw every day, he'd walk me across the street when I would go to walk home from school. He knew me. And he knew me as like a really quiet, shy kid. And I had this friend who was the opposite of that. And I think it was the reason I was drawn to him. He was so unabashedly himself all the time. And he was a really wild kid and funny kid, I thought at the time. And when this crossing guard would see us together, I assumed he thought we were both like that, but in reality, it was just my friend. This day I was alone, and I remember thinking, I'm gonna act the way I feel is more aligned with who I really am in front of this guy, because there's no stakes. I don't care what this guy thinks. But I was shy to everyone in the world, including this guy. So I was like, I'm gonna test it out on this guy.
Oh, wow.
And I started being like, you know, doing, I don't even remember what I was doing.
I remember, I took my penis out, I started peeing all over the road and on him.
And I was like being silly and goofy.
And I go, it's just me.
I realized, like, there are no consequences. It's totally fine to either be shy or super outgoing and silly and goofy. And honestly, from that day on, I was no longer a naturally shy kid.
Whoa, how old were you?
I was in fourth grade. I don't know, that's 10 or 11.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. I remember I used to be shy. I see it in Calvin now. You know, Billy's only 8 months old, so I don't really see it. But I see Calvin being shy, and
is
it's interesting. Well, here's the thing. I know I was cripplingly shy, so I know I was wary of that. So I was on the lookout for it. So when he started talking to people, I would make sure that I was with him and I'd say, it's okay. Why don't you say hi to that person and tell him? And when somebody says, what's your name? I say, tell them your name. I don't say it, you know, it's okay. Tell him. And now he's, you know, I don't know if you could say a 4 year old. I don't know if he's outgoing or not for a 4 year old, but he'll go up and he'll be like, you know, he's less shy than I was.
Oh, that's good.
And you know, part of it is because probably he has some of Kristen in him, but like a lot of it is, I think, because I led with, you know, me knowing how I was and how it was hard for me as a kid and how scared I was, because I was always scared of everything, you know, and I don't want him. I don't wish that on
you're
him.
You're a huge pussy.
No,
it's true that you were a gigantro pussy.
So I wouldn't say gigantro.
You were a gigantro little wussy baby boy.
Okay. Gigantro, P-U-S-S-Y, is very disrespectful. And I will tell you this, it has the adverse effect of what you think it does, because a gigantro P-U-S-S-Y means it's not an effective P-U-S-S-Y, because a lot of people would like the tighter ones. So
there's
what you're saying is
that.
I'm not, yeah, but that's, now you're getting off point here. What you're saying is I'm an ineffective P-U-S-S-Y, which means I'm brave. So thank you very much.
No, but my,
got out of that one. Yes, got out of that one.
So dumb. I've thought about this, and getting out of that one bothers me so much. When you say got out of that one, bothers me so much.
You laugh at it.
So how do you feel about that?
You laugh at it, so it doesn't bother you deep down.
So let's talk about it. How did it make you feel?
It pierces your armor.
Absolutely detest it.
But then why do you laugh at it? Yes, got out of that one. You, no,
it says more about you and who you are than anything else imaginable.
What does?
Crushed you on that one.
What does?
The fact that you say got out of that one when you're not even in one. Okay?
I was in one.
You weren't in one. You're never in one. When you say got out of that one, you're never in one. You're just like, we're
what
just
would
talking.
Be in one,
like
got
in
out
a
of that
real
predicament, really,
bind
is.
And you're cornered and like that's not what a conversation is.
Well,
though
I got out of the predicament. using
it
vocabulary,
isn't a predicament, is my point.
Using gymnastics, using linguistic gymnastics, I was able to, you know what I mean? The part where Catherine Zeta-Jones is doing the thing in Entrapment where she's trying to get through the laser beams. That's me.
God, yes, it's so that weird that that is the enduring image from that.
And every
movie.
Time I bring up Entrapment, that's what you say.
It's just because I can't believe it, though. Also, why do you bring up Entrapment so often?
Well,
that's the real question.
It was a movie. It honestly, before that, life was good. And then Entrapment came out and things really went to shit. But I will say...
It entrapped you.
But I will say that movie, the reason why that happened was because that was pretty sultry.
I know, but it's weird that that... It's so weird to me, the things that become touchstone, like enduring images of things.
What else is one? Can we think of one?
Yeah, I mean, this was on my mind earlier today, so I don't know if everybody knows it, but... The Exorcist, the image of Max von Sydow outside the apartment and near the light post.
That was the poster.
Well, yeah, it was a poster.
Got out of that one.
See
got
what
Hollywood
I mean?
Out of that one. Got Hollywood out of that one.
You didn't. You weren't in one.
Hollywood was in one. Hollywood was in a predicament when you said that. Yes, got Hollywood out of that one. So, but that was the poster.
Yeah, I guess it was. So, I don't know if it was the poster.
What did the poster of Entrapment was Hurgis?
It might as well be.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird how that stuff sticks in our minds. But maybe it's just us. If we say Entrapment to someone else, first of all, most people would be like, what the fuck is Entrapment?
Of course.
It'd be like a movie. And they'd be like, oh yeah, that one was Sean Connery. They might not even know Catherine Zeta-Jones is in it.
You know what? Let's Google images and see when the butt comes up.
Okay. Scroll.
It's going to be...
No, don't put poster.
The posters doesn't... Yeah, no poster. Don't fuck it up like that.
Movie.
Just do movie.
You got to put movie. Cause
you got to do movie.
Maybe you don't have to do movie. I mean... There it is. It's first page. It's right there.
Was it really?
It's in the middle. It's in the middle. And then it keeps fucking it up.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
The very first non-poster image was
that. That's so weird.
What is it? Look how many people have watched that.
Well...
2.16 million views?
And we get it. We understand why. It's not because of the plot.
It's because of Hererius Maximus.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's so...
How much, in all the press photos, how much did Sean Connery smell so bad and knew it and made Catherine Zeta-Jones deal with it and was just like...
Put the chairs closer, he'd say.
Yeah.
Dude, and also, how about when he said he would hit women and he should?
So
and
fucking...
Robert Walters was like, yeah, so what? So Teddy said, yeah, I still think that.
So dark, you know? Like the darkness in that... In his memory, in his mind, what's flashing are like some of the darkest moments ever, you know, when they're talking about that.
I don't understand how, and that came out, that they were like trying to say shit about him when he was still alive, and it just kind of went away.
What do you mean say shit about him?
You know how the people, they'll be like, oh, you're canceled because of this or whatever.
Yeah, but it was people, there's no like rhyme or reason or uniformity to that working. Like people try to do that shit with many, many people it doesn't work, you know?
True. I guess you're right.
It's just like some trains just keep rolling and...
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, it's just...
I wonder if it affected Sean Connery at all, you know?
No, dude. He's an outrageous dickhead.
Is he?
Yeah. Dude.
Well, obviously, if he said that, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't even mean that.
Do you know other dickhead stories with him?
There are crazy stories about him being just a gigantro dick.
You can't... Now, you know what's weird is I know guys, that like stars, that like are like that, that, you know, they're not my friends, but I know people that are dicks, and people think that they're great, and they don't know the real them, and they're such fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that these people are not, like, get passes or don't get exposed, and some people do, and then some... You know what I mean? It's like, odd.
It's completely
crazy.
It's
so odd.
The idolatry of public figures in general is stupid because the chances of someone who's really, really famous and really, really, especially really, really powerful being a good person are crazy low.
That's the thing that I don't understand about how, like, then they
and
do this.
And they're the most put on a pedestal and beloved by people who have no idea about them.
Well, that's the thing I don't get about, like, Ellen or, like, it's like, remember when it was coming out that she's a big dick and, like, she's not going to do the show anymore.
Totally,
I don't know if she does the show anymore, but like, oh, your boss is a dick?
Yeah.
Your boss is a dick?
The Ellen one was weird to me because it was like, she's just a mean boss. Everyone is a mean boss.
Yeah.
Poll the public, I would guess.
Who likes their boss?
60 to 70% of people think their boss is a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but guess what? Guess what? Most of the time, their bosses don't even know they're being a dick. They're just the boss, and they're like, oh, fuck, really? I didn't know that. Fuck you.
Yeah, but even that's immaterial because they're being a dick and like the person under them thinks so.
Yeah.
It's just true across the board. It's so weird. That was a really weird one.
That was a weird one. But there were other ones,
like,
too.
Everyone was like, she's such a monster.
Who was the one who directed the... who's the guy that directed the, he did some superhero movie.
Oh, James Gunn.
No, not him. That was just for some jokes he did on Twitter, yeah. Which was stupid.
Brian Singer?
No,
let's be real about James Gunn, though. He made too many jokes like that, but go on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But still, he was trying to be funny. It was very obvious. Whether or not they were not funny.
It was very obvious that it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was. Was it the? It wasn't also, Whedon, was it?
Joss Whedon. It yeah, was, right? Yeah.
Dude, the thing on him, I was reading it, I'm like, nobody's even saying anything specific. They were just like, yeah, he made me feel bad.
I didn't read anything about him because I don't care about him, but everyone does, so yeah. Everyone cares about him.
Go up. Accused of misogyny. I read it and I was like, I guess, maybe I didn't read the whole thing. I don't remember, but I remember being like, what is this? He's mean. Somebody said he's mean.
Oh, I remember this. Everybody was like, he's a huge dick. And yeah. Everybody came out with stories about it. Yeah, I mean, well, look, here's the thing.
I don't know.
If you're a huge, ultimately, if you're a huge dick mm-hmm. to everyone you encounter, mm-hmm. you should expect there to be a lot of people. Yeah. Eventually, it might start to trickle out slowly at first, but eventually right. everyone's going to be like, that guy's a huge dick. And it'll kind of course correct itself. Right. So I get it that like people want to let the world know that their heroes are dicks. That's fine with me, though.
Anyway, I just hope that they reboot Buffy.
Yeah, well, that's what the conversation's all about. Okay, let's do another one.
All right. Yeah, it's way too long.
Hi, Chris and Matt. My name is Emily. Huge fan. Chris, I've seen you in New Hampshire and Boston. And Matt, we had a private session because my mom was dating a QAnoner, which is no longer happening. So thank you.
Oh.
So my issue, wow. I am 33. I've been single for a long time and would like to get back into dating after having done a lot of work on myself. Mm. I am now over a year and a half sober from alcohol. And my struggle is that I don't know if there's a right time to tell a guy about my sobriety and if there's a way to frame it where it's not automatically seen as a red flag. I've been rejected a lot. Well, I understand why a lot of people would have addiction and alcoholism as a deal breaker, but it would be nice if I was given a shot. Any and all advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, it's up to you to help the stigma, though. I mean, like, you can be an addict and still... You know, there should be no you have to get to a point where there's no shame in it, you know?
I'm sorry, just for clarity. Is she saying she'll tell people that she's sober and people will hold that against her?
Well, I think...
That sounded like I was being a wise ass.
No,
there are
people who are like that. And obviously the answer to that is you don't need those people in your life.
Yeah, those people suck, dude.
But I think to go beyond that, she's talking about the shame she has where she... feels like she has to bring it up and she doesn't want people to have a certain reaction to it. And when should she bring it up? And I think that it helps, period. It helps things if you just drop the shame, you learn how to drop that and just say, yeah, I'm sober to somebody. It doesn't matter. If first, second date, whatever, because it's just, it comes up when it comes up. And if they don't want you in your life, like because of that, then they're doing you a favor. I think that, you know, being an alcoholic and being an addict is tough to navigate, and you have to come to grips with the fact that you're okay. You're a year and a half sober. That's amazing. That's actually a lot of time under your belt, you know? Yeah. I mean, there's people who are sober for 20 years, but you know, you're doing a good job and you should be proud of it.
Yeah, 100%.
What's this person going to think? And furthermore, so many people are addicts, man. Yeah. Like the people you tell this to, they don't even know they're addicts in some way or another. And they're just saying, you know, but I get it. I get the shame, but like you should just, you need to work out, get to a place where it doesn't bother you because I know as an addict that when you let the shame, take you over, it just spirals you into more of an addict addict behavior.
Right.
So,
right.
So work on it to where you're okay with yourself and fuck them, dude.
But also about when to bring it up. I think this is kind of a version of what you're saying, but like there's no right or wrong time. Bring it up when it comes up. The first time you guys are in a place where he might be ordering a drink and you don't, explain it then. I don't mean explain it like defend it.
Well,
I mean,
drink.
Just say it. Yeah, I don't drink. And oh, why? Oh, I'm sober. I mean, maybe I'm feel a certain way about it because there's so many sober people in LA. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's different in other places in the country.
Yeah, true. It is
that there's more of a stigma, but here, dude, it's so not stigmatized.
Yeah, no, not at all.
At all.
But also, you also don't have to make it this thing where like, hello, I'm sober, this and that. Like,
that's what I mean.
You can just be like, oh yeah, I haven't drank for a year and a half. I don't do that shit anymore. It fucked my life
up. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Who wouldn't understand that?
Yeah.
Who's got a thing about, oh, you don't, here's the thing. You want to make the focus about it, I don't drink because I'm a better person and a healthier and wiser and it's better for my life because I don't. Not when I drink, I get all fucked up and it's this illness that I have. Like, no, no, no. You don't drink because it's a better decision for you not to drink. That's a thing that everyone should be seeking in a potential partner. Mm-hmm. They've weeded things out of their life that make their life worse. Mm-hmm. You have a good... Think of it as like a badge of honor, not a badge of shame.
Well, it is, yeah.
It is a badge. That's what I'm saying. It is a badge of honor.
Yeah, period.
Yeah. That's it. Think of it that way. And when it does come up, be proud to talk about it.
If
they don't like it, for sure, fuck them.
Well,
why would you want that person in your life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even if you're not sober and you're with somebody that thinks that, you don't want to be with them. That's a weird way to think, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
It's solidified. I do have a question for Mako, actually. And he just went to the bathroom, but he's coming back. Mako. You gave me an accessory to charge my iPhone. You gave me this, which is so big, right? Can we agree, Lifeline viewers, that this power pack it's not just big, it's heavy.
It's literally
it's
longer
match
than
face.
My face.
Okay.
It has a lot of charges on it.
Now, there we go.
I believe that because it's
enormous. It's got a lot of charges on it, so that's great. Okay. I plugged it into my iPhone. I got a charge. It was great. It was going well. Then I looked and down and it said, accessory won't charge the device because it has too much power. That's what it said.
Well, your device has too much power
anymore.
No, it doesn't say that.
Oh, it said that. Oh, it said that.
Why would he make that up?
Well, I don't know if it's going to do that again now because it's probably not going to do it again now. Okay. So when it comes back, I'll show you.
Okay.
You're my witness. Okay. So I'll keep it there. Okay. Can't wait for it to do it again.
Being so loud, it's
no, but it's fine. Can't wait. All right. So let's do another one.
Okay.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Matt.
Highest voice of all
time. Chris, I saw you in Salt Lake City a month ago or so.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely wonderful show.
Thank you.
Matt, I saw a trailer for your movie, and you look like Christian Bale when you shave your head and your face. So know that.
Okay, great.
I love you both. I love the podcast. Keep me going through my days.
Thanks, brother.
So I got this thing where I work with heavy equipment, and I'll be pinching
bragging.
My fingers
bragging,
sometimes.
Bragging.
And I get a blood blister. And I'll cut it so that it doesn't stick on my skin looking all gross and weird and shit.
Sure.
But I didn't know if it was weird because I'm self-harming, like an emo. I want to know you guys' thoughts on that. I love the podcast. Keep ripping. Life ripping. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
65% of men who live in Salt Lake City look like that guy. Dude, how crazy is that? Look at him. He's got the Salt Lake City face.
I mean, right there, it looks like Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade.
But
yeah, I don't know. I that's not self-harm, you know?
Of course not.
But I will say it's fucking fun as shit. Why is it so fun?
What is he talking about?
He's saying he's got blisters and they bulb up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And he pops them. Is that weird?
I thought he said he cuts
well,
them.
Well, yeah.
I mean, popping them is cool. Why are you cutting them?
Well, I think that's... You got to...
You like heat the blade and then...
No, is that what he does?
You should. Right?
Well, I mean,
you don't just want to use some random blade that's dirty and shit?
Yeah, but I think what he means, he actually cuts it off?
I think he cuts it open and lets the juice.
Right, which is popping it.
Lets the juice squeeze out.
I mean, this guy, semantics, which is popping it.
It's not popping it. It's what do you call that? When you like.
Lancing?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Dude, how about that? I am a linguistics, and the way I get out of shit is unbelievable. That technically wasn't a yes. Got out of that one.
Up,
but and I would
fury.
Lance it off. I would lance it off if
I
you boil.
I boil up with fury when you say I got out of
Shakespeare.
That one. I feel my body welling up.
Shakespeare,
with hot.
Oh body.
Hot volcanic.
Oh body of mine.
Boiling blood.
Over the hills. I'm boiling. I don't know. I don't think it's weird. I do it, and man, do I love it. You love that? Isn't that?
You
love
doing that? You drain it. That's how you lance and then drain it.
I mean, get a thesaurus for fuck's sake.
I didn't need one. I did it myself.
But that's fine. But
guess where my thesaurus is?
Coming up with
guess where my thesaurus is?
All right. Well, stop.
Would you like to look trying to check if we have pants on?
What does that say?
It says, cannot use accessory. This accessory uses too much power.
So what's it mean? My phone's fucked, right? No. Here.
Of course not. That's fucked now, though, because you just broke it.
Here, sorry.
Why is that 28 pounds?
And what is that? So what does that mean?
It doesn't mean, dude, nothing.
My accessory uses too much power? Or his accessory uses too much power?
Who cares?
You're saying that accessory
your phone's charged.
No, it's not completely charged.
But it's enough.
But what if it fucked it up and I got to get a new
iPhone?
It
didn't, dude. Just right. Wipe it off and all you'll right. Never know. It's already gone.
Wipe it off, you know? Okay.
No, swipe all
right.
It.
All right. I get it.
Swipe it.
What Calvin would say, squipe.
Swipe it off, dude.
He thinks it's scripe. Can you scripe it?
That's cool.
It's so cute. All right. Yeah, I don't think it's weird to
lance
your shit
all.
Off.
It's not weird at all.
Wait, I did one recently. What'd I do? Oh, dude, it didn't come back. Oh, is it coming back? I had a thing. All of a sudden, I was like rubbing my thing, and it hurt so bad, and it was like a skin tag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it came back.
Really?
I think so.
We don't talk about this.
Well, why'd you bring it up then?
Well, I didn't want to. No, I didn't want people
to. Oh, it's back.
Know.
Yeah, I feel it.
No. That's not it. That's not it. Okay. That's not it. I had a different. Dude. You know, stop
wow.
Fucking
I mean,
doing
I did
that.
It so many
weird.
Times.
I know.
Before.
I was getting upset. And then the last time, it's like, I
get
it. I
was just waiting for you to react, though. It was
well,
weird that you
don't
didn't
be
react,
like that, dude.
I caressed his neck.
Fucking little brother ass motherfucker.
I caressed his neck.
It was weird, though.
I know, but you took right. So many times to say it was weird. I thought it was interesting.
Anyway, I took it off. Because when I was at the beach once, no, the pool. We were out on vacation as kids. And
oh, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. It was just me and you. We left mom and dad at home. And,
yeah.
No, but we were at the pool, and I had this skin tag that was here. I had them all my life.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was falling off, and as it was falling off, I was in the pool. I just go, boop, I took it off.
Oh, whoa. Okay? Huh?
It's kind of, that's what's hanging on by a thread, right? And the next week, it was back. It grows back. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. So, right? Yeah. So I got it removed by
sure.
The doctor.
Yeah.
Got it removed in. So this one, way literally than this one, but all of a sudden I'm like, oh, what the fuck, what is this, how can you know what I'm saying, when you get older some shit will just appear. Mm-hmm. Like crazy weird.
Yeah.
So I it was hanging on by a thread, so I twisted a little, it hurts so bad.
Oof,
okay,
that sounds
like
painful.
Like
that sounds gross too,
like someone stabbed me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I get Kristen got me a nail clipper kit, whole thing.
Oh,
to work out all of
what
them.
Are you doing? Okay.
Took the fucking sharpest lance. I go like this. Shh, gone. No, didn't hurt.
Okay.
And I just realized, no, it's not back.
It's not back?
It's not back.
Oh.
What the frick? How crazy is that? It'll come back.
It'll come back.
It'll be. I'll wake up one day and it'll be like on my dresser.
You know why though? I feel, stop me if we've talked about this already on the podcast. It's in your DNA to grow out of your body at a certain time in your life. And then if you cut it off after it comes out, your body's still wired to have that. So it'll be like, wait, no, you need that. And regrow it.
Your body goes.
Exactly.
No.
Yep.
We did talk about that before on this podcast.
Okay.
So I got 3 moles removed though.
When?
A month ago.
Dude. Oh, yeah? Good. That's good. When I was little, I think in fourth grade, a lot of fourth grade stuff coming up.
Okay.
I had a big mole removed from my back.
Yeah.
And it was big enough to need stitches. Okay?
I thought it was our other brother, but okay.
No.
I thought we had 3 brothers, but that was a mole.
Oh.
Now you get
good
it.
Good job. Yeah, okay.
Got out of that one.
And and I started showing people at school and said, well, this is hilarious, actually. I don't think I've ever told you this. I said the scar was from my brother stabbed me in the back. Shakespeare.
So fucking symbolic.
How crazy is that? And people believe me.
And why the fuck
did
nobody...
The scar is like that big, you know?
What, I stab you with a toothpick? Why did nobody say anything to me about it? They were scared of me. That's why.
Yeah, they were like,
oh, that must
have
been why
yeah.
people were scared of me. Mum's the word when they came around. Dude, I was pretty much Tony Soprano, dude.
Pretty much, yeah. And then there was that other kid who said you were a drug dealer who I beat up after school. And
said a lot of things said untrue about me. So, but anyway, let's do it.
Let's do
another one, yeah. Right.
Hi, guys. Chris, Matt. Called before. Chris, you remember my kitchen? You said it looks dope. Come over. Anyways, I need help.
I don't think I remember that.
good friend of mine. Her Almost name is to be not announced. Anyways, she's really cool.
Hi,
I really
I'm
love
to be
her,
not announced.
And I don't want to stop being friends with her. However, she has sperm eyebrows. You know what those are? Mako, can you bring a picture of sperm eyebrows?
I don't bring up stuff anymore, but...
Nope.
You don't look
wrong
up stuff
fucking
anymore?
Thing, oh, Mock. Does. Anyways, whatever. Their eyebrow, literally a little ball and then droop tail, like a sperm, okay? I'm not saying my eyebrows are the best, but.
Okay. Do I have sperm eyebrows?
What do I do? What do I tell her?
Is she
How do
about
I
a bukkake?
Be like, yo, go get a microbladed. Yo.
Well, let's see. Look up a sperm
don't
eyebrows.
Don't do
That's
that.
That's not a thing.
You know what I'm saying?
She made that.
What do
up?
I do,
well, Google
guys.
Sperm eyebrows.
Give me advice.
I mean,
thanks. Love you. Chris, I'm going to see you. Sacramento VIP. Mwah.
Hell
to
yeah,
meet you.
Dude.
Bye.
Let's see. Can you Google it?
Yeah, you can Google
He's
it.
Gonna
He's
going to fucking see
gonna...
What is he going to type in?
You know, this isn't even going to be his fault.
I don't think.
There's no such thing as a sperm eyebrow.
Oh, well, that one looks like it is.
That one looks like sperm.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That looks so much like
that's
sperm.
Her friend? Well, that's drawn on, right?
Of course.
I never really.
It really that's... is a thing. Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Can you just go to like news or something?
Yeah, news about sperm eyebrows.
Can you just go to like not the pictures though? I want to see if there's like links.
Sperm eyebrows.
Like BuzzFeed did something.
Spermeyebrowupdates.com.
Can you go to links?
Can
like
you just go to all? Go to all.
My
not
Lord
images.
Almighty, dude.
Why would the fuck would you not want images on that?
Because I want to know
Look,
if it's
what
a thing.
Are
the
sperm
story
brows?
Of sperm brows. Okay, right. So now we know it's a thing. Dude, this guy really doesn't get it, huh?
Early 2000s sperm brows making a comeback. Look,
sperm brows, it's a thing.
Look, listen, it sounds like sperm brows are a thing that people do on purpose.
Yeah, what it does sound
so
like.
So why would you tell your friend that she has them? She obviously knows she's doing them on purpose.
That's crazy.
This is a non-thing to call in about. You don't tell someone like, hey, do you know you just got a haircut?
Yeah.
They know they got a haircut because they got the haircut.
Hey, you got sperm brows. I know. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Let's go see a movie.
Exactly.
But that's a stupid thing that it's a thing, honestly. That's a stupid thing because all eyebrows kind of look like sperm anyway. That's a dumb thing that somebody made up. They all kind of look like sperm.
Wait, which group of people are you saying are dumb though? I'm confused. The people that do
anyone
it?
Anyone that made up that thinks sperm brows is a real thing.
No, I totally get it.
No. I understand, but eyebrows are already so on their way to look like sperms that you can't be like, these eyebrows... It's not, it's like, you know.
Yes, you can though, because, no, that's exactly why you can, because they look like flat things that curve around your eye.
I guess.
But
I'm
not when
into
you
it.
Shave like all but the little ends, but they look like balls, it looks exactly like a sperm.
I understand, but maybe also people are just born with it. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's sperm eyebrows.
Maybe it's sperm eyebrows.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. But this would be like, hey, my friend has that step haircut that was really popular there in the 90s.
I get it.
I don't know how to tell him he has a step haircut. Yeah. And it's like, you don't need to tell him. He got the step haircut.
I know. I got sperm brows done.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you got a shirt on. Yeah. It's
like, yeah. So next.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Big fan of the podcast. My husband and I listen all the time.
Cute.
So I'm currently 4 months pregnant.
Yay.
I'm due at the end of May.
Great.
And I have a friend from college, which was many years ago now, who's getting married in June. She's asked me to be a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I talked to her, you know, she just wasn't totally understanding that I'm expecting to have a baby at the end of May and it will be really difficult to be a bridesmaid and have a baby within the same month. As you know, due dates are not set in stone, so I could potentially have a 1 to 2 week old.
Yeah.
And she's just not totally understanding without me having to say that.
I'm not confused about it.
Looking for some advice on how to approach that conversation with her and tell her that it just doesn't feel possible to be able to do both. Any advice that you have would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Okay, cool. I got great advice. Your friend fucking sucks, big chunky assholes.
Wow. First of all, that street is really loud outside.
Your fucking friend
you need to
sucks,
dude. You need to move. It is so loud on that street.
How could your friend be so terrible? as to not understand why you wouldn't want to be in their fucking wedding when you're literally going to have a baby that day.
I got one word that's conjoined. Bridezilla. Okay, next. It's like, I don't like to say this, but bridezilla, okay?
I don't like when you say it either.
Yeah, no, I don't like bridezilla at all. Mm-hmm. But in this case,
people are when people get married, fucks about their weddings.
This is the problem about weddings. Damn it, dude. When women are like, this is my fucking day.
It's not. It's everyone else's day too. You just happen to get married on that day.
It's everyone else's day.
Fuck, dude.
It's my day. I have to go.
That is infuriating.
It's my day too.
That is upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually, there's nothing that would, you would particularly be really
infuriating. Yeah, that's so something that would make me mad. Yep. And it did. So congrats.
Yeah. Just say no.
Dude, say no.
That's too much on your plate.
Glee. Dude, she said she did say no. And her friend was like not understanding.
I understand, but keep to the no is what I'm saying.
I mean, I should fucking hope so.
Right, right.
I think she's more saying like, what do I do about my friend not understanding?
Yeah, that's not cool. Your have a baby sucks. Due on, what's she like? She's just like, hold it in your pussy.
Yeah, what does she expect you to, what is the solution even?
I do. She's up there like, shh,
yeah,
shh,
yeah.
Shh.
Yeah, water just dripping down her leg.
Yeah. Knock is on there because she's having a baby. Because that happens to me.
That is like peak selfishness. Think about it.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy,
peak selfishness. Peak selfishness because it's not even just about, it's about the lady. It's about also the baby. You're ruining a bunch of stuff.
So many stuffs.
I mean, imagine you were born at my friend's wedding. I couldn't say no to. Sorry, dude. Yeah, I had to hold it because I had to make sure that, I printed out her vows.
Making her feel so bad and shit because of this, dude?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tree was loud, huh?
I really was getting to me that you were doing that, you know?
Yeah, so, I know. But I think...
Just going to lay it out there? It was getting to me?
I think it was good. In fact, I missed the first one and that's what pissed me off. Because here's the thing. I saw the first one go by. I was about to do it and I was like, I shouldn't do it. And then I got upset I didn't do it. So then I did every single car after that.
Secrets.
And then when I was delighted when I saw cars go this way too, I was like, oh, cool. And then I saw one make a turn and I go...
Delighted, you know?
I did it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the small wins in life, you know?
I agree with that, but that was a loss.
It's the small wins in life, and I won there.
That was a net loss.
It was a gross win.
Because you're going to learn about loss.
What's that?
Oh, what is that from?
It's a gross win.
I don't even know what it's from. It's from a movie. Oh, you're going to learn about loss. Oh, it's from Cape Fear.
You're a dork. All right. All right, next one.
What's up, Matt? What's up, Chris?
Nice hoodie.
My hair, if I got electrocuted.
See this, I will be 6 months sober.
Pregnant. Oh.
I had a very bad alcohol problem. And that led me to move home to get some help temporarily. So I'm staying with my parents.
Good for you, Matt.
And through the time at home, I've noticed something that my dad does. It drives me absolutely insane. So my mom buys ice cream. She buys it. She doesn't eat it. She buys it for me and my dad to share. It's like a communal ice cream.
Okay, well, that's
like a Zach Braff movie.
And we both eat out of the carton. Now, my dad likes chocolate syrup. I sometimes like it.
Uh-oh.
Most of the time, I
know
don't.
What's going on.
My dad will pour the chocolate syrup into the carton
inexcusable.
Of the ice cream instead of putting it in a bowl.
Yep. Inexcusable.
And that ruins it for me.
Inexcusable.
Most of the time, I don't want it. So when I go to open it, there's chocolate syrup all over the place. He says there's not, but there is.
Oh, and I know I like this.
Because I'm looking at it.
Right.
Now, I need him to know that it's an extremely inconsiderate thing to do.
Yeah.
And if he wants the chocolate syrup, he should be putting it in a bowl.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think that he should be putting it in a bowl because he says, oh, well, you're not going to notice it. I eat all of it. And he doesn't. And I've seen that.
But that's the end of argument. You don't.
Where do you guys fall on this? And how do I get him to understand that this is something he should not be doing to his son? Chris, I'll see you January 20th at Celebrity Theater in Phoenix. Life rips.
Hell yeah, dude. Chris.com for tickets. Dude, hey, how about this? Use bowls, you fucking heathens.
Yeah. Oh, here's the main thing, though. How do you convince him? Like, show him.
I know
show
what's
him
happening.
The chocolate syrup in the car. What
I know
do you
what's
mean? You don't like he doesn't believe it.
I know what's happening. It's not that much, and the dad's just like,
of course,
yeah. It's like I get what the dad's doing, but use bowls, ye heathens.
Yeah,
dude,
use
you're
bowls.
Two different people.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
You use share bowls.
It. You share it. You know you share it.
Like, heathens.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, chocolate syrup
is gross.
Sucks,
you're
bro.
You're fucking disgusting
it
father.
It sucks, dude.
You're you fucking disgusting father.
Fat fuck. And honestly, disgraceful that you use it sometimes. You heathen. Yeah. And here's another thing that you could always pull. You say to your dad, oh, you know what? You do it again. You put chocolate sauce on the thing. I'm going to start drinking again. Great. It'll be on you. My life's on you. As you walk away. And the next day show up so drunk.
You know, it's interesting.
Congratulations on your sobriety, though.
These kinds of things are often like, but it could be No, that's not what this is. Your dad is plain ass wrong. Plain old, plain ass, dead ass wrong.
I'm liking it.
Okay?
I don't like anything about this.
So now what you're going to do is make sure that he uses a bowl from here on out. Okay? Or give your mom, you cheap ass fuck, a little bit of money to buy two ice cream cones.
Fair enough.
Have one that is yours and one that is his.
That'll fuck it up somehow.
Yeah. But when he does, then you'll have even more of a legitimate gripe. Your dad is fucking everything up.
Won't matter, though.
But give your mom a few extra bucks to get two of them.
No, the answer is use bowls.
Obviously, but
it's cost effective.
But it's obviously not going to be done by the father.
Fuck, I'm angry.
Yeah, that's the point. So we got to work
around
it.
You know what I would do? Honestly, when the ice cream came, I would take half of it out and put it in a bowl in the freezer.
Wow, you're crazy.
I would.
That's crazy, though.
It needs to be done. It's a necessity. And when I would do it, I would go like this. Yes, got out of that one.
Yeah, you would do that.
Because, dude, it's like, God, chocolate syrup sucks so bad.
Why does he want chocolate syrup on his ice cream?
It's fine. You like what you like.
But ice cream comes already done. It's
so
finished.
Sweet. It's so sweetly flavored.
It's
and
finished.
So nice.
It's finished.
It's completely finished.
They tested the taste of it.
I know. Dude, you're talking to me, bro?
And they put the thing in the cart and it's done.
I don't even like cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving dinners. Ew. I get it, dude.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's done. I want everything a la carte. So when I can, you know me, right?
I have met you, yeah.
So it's like, I get the brownie and the ice cream. I take the brownie. I dole out how much ice cream I want on the brownie. Don't you dare put the fucking ice cream on the brownie.
That's different.
Nah, it's not different, dude. I'll tell you why it's not different too. Because the ice cream melts all over the brownie because the brownie's hot. Uh-huh. Dude, guess what? I'm in the restaurant. Don't even fucking microwave the brownie. I'll decide. Thank you very much.
You'll decide what?
The heat, the temperature, and how much ice cream gets doled out on the brownie.
At a restaurant? How? You're going to go in the back?
An Indian chief.
You're going to go in the back?
No. I say, I would like, dude, I go to this restaurant sometimes. I don't, and they have a brownie, and the nerve of these motherfuckers, man. You go order the brownie, and they say, okay, great. You don't say anything. They bring it with fucking whipped cream, ice cream, nuts. Motherfucker.
It doesn't say?
It says brownie. So I say.
It doesn't say under it? Comes
no,
with it?
No. So I say, brownie. Huh. I want the brownie, don't heat it up, and then I want ice cream on the side of it.
Uh-huh.
And it comes, bing, bam, boom, I got the way I want it.
Okay.
Okay, that's the end.
But you sounded mad. That's the good ending.
It's infuriating that people think brownie comes with everything.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Here's another one. Hey. Oh, dude, this drives me. Fuck. Why do people put a fucking lime in club soda or water? Here's the worst part. You don't think that's bad? Well, let me grind your gears.
Okay.
Would you like a lime? That they just ask that, right?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
That's how it should be, you're saying, right?
No, that's what they do.
Oh, okay.
They go, club soda. Guy at the bar just puts the lime on. Here. Now we're getting into the territory.
Well,
asked me some shit. I had to answer. It shouldn't even be on there, period, because I just asked for a club soda. If I want a lime on it, I should say, hi, I'd like a club soda with lime. Mm-hmm. If I just said club soda, don't ask me about lime. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to ask me about lime and I say no, mm-hmm. connect with the bartender on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree.
I didn't think you were going to agree.
No, of course I agree. Well, I mean, if they ask you, do you want something? You say no, and they bring it to you and it comes with the thing you specifically said you didn't want.
I know.
Then there's no...
You could have said it's not a big deal,
but
it is.
But there's no opinion there. It's just a plain fact that obviously it shouldn't come with a lime.
I know. All right, let's do another one.
All right.
So, hi.
What's up, fellas? My name is Hans. Mm-hmm. I live in Anchorage, Alaska.
Move.
That's southern Alaska.
No one cares.
Not northern Alaska.
I don't want to care, though. Keep going.
Dude, am I in class?
However many weeks ago, Chris mentioned how people in northern Alaska may not find anybody,
right.
you know,
right.
to marry or whatnot. I did find somebody. My fiance is from Alaska.
Cool.
However, we did meet in Boise, so there's that, you know. But I just wanted to mention that because, you know, maybe our Oklahoma girl, there's some hope for her. You know, I found love all the way up here in Alaska.
Hey, nice.
So anyways, I'm just calling, though, with some questions. I'm getting married this summer.
Nice.
And I know my opinion does not matter. And well, I'm okay with that. Oh, 1,000% okay with that.
Oh, about the wedding.
However, my fiance still wants input.
Yeah.
How do I go about that? You know, planning for a wedding, that's my question. But knowing your you know, opinion or input isn't really going to be taken seriously. I'm not offended by it, but she still asks all the time. I know I want to be involved, but it's like,
it's a waste of breath.
It's her day. She's going to get what she wants. That's my question, guys. You're awesome. And hello from Alaska.
Thanks, here's bud. What up, man? Appreciate you.
Here's how it goes. You say, look, I'm 100% happy to give you my opinion on options, but I'm not going to generate any ideas for it because they're just going to get shot down. And why waste either one of our, well, he's precious time. So what you should do is pull together your ideas and then, you know, as like a sub whatever of your ideas, options about those ideas. And I will pick the things, I'll put my vote forward. But I'm not going to be generating any ideas about this stuff, nor do I think I should. That should all be from her. And then you get your input. You tell, you know, you have your voice heard about the options she provides you with.
But I think that he's talking about when she asks him a question.
Yeah.
Not necessarily generating ideas. I think she's like I took it as, hey, what color do you want the napkins? This one or this one?
Yeah, that's what it should be. And what do you mean? That's what I'm saying.
Because
options.
I think, bro, because women will still be like, you'll be like, oh, I like this one. They'll be like, nah, I'm going to go with this one. Well, that's crazy.
Well, then here's the advice. Say okay.
Yeah, don't care.
If you don't care, then what do you care?
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you know, if you don't care, A, and you have no problem with your voice being drowned out by hers, what is even the problem? How to act? This is how you act. Hey, honey, you know, we want the tablecloths, but we don't know if we want this color or that color. What do you think? Oh, I want that color. And she says, oh, no, actually, I think this color is better. You say, oh, yeah, that color's great too. You're finished. You finished it all. Congrats, you're done.
I don't know. You go like this. I like this color. You like this color. I like this color. Oh, really? I like this color. Cool. I'm not marrying you.
Or that. Yeah.
I don't. I don't know. I think it's fine. And marriage is less about, you know, I think wanting to, you know, I mean, you say, oh,
well, you know, you gave
look
up, gave
at,
up.
No, but you look
up
at your house and you're like, oh, how much of this did I decorate? Zero, you know? And then it's like, I don't care, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's the
dude, it's so good for everybody. And this is a recommendation to everyone, men and women and everybody in between, okay? The more things you don't care about in your relationship, the better off your life and your partner's life will be.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
So anytime you realize the sneaking suspicion, oh, wait a second. Oh, wait. Oh, I don't give a shit about this.
Roll with that.
Stick with that.
Yeah.
Go with that because it's good for both of you.
It's good for business.
Everyone's going to be happier.
Mm-hmm.
So stick with that. That is man and woman's best friend.
It's good for business.
Not caring. No, okay?
It's a dog, but yeah. It's good for
business. No, man and woman's... Yeah, right. Okay. After dog, it's man and woman's best friend.
So dog's man's best friend. Second best friend of man, not caring about the relationship.
Well, no. Dog is man's best friend. Mm. Not caring is man and woman's best friends. Different category.
Not caring. Okay, so a best friend is man. How about single man's best friend is a dog? Best friend in a relationship, if you're a guy, is not caring about the what the woman wants in a relationship and letting it slide.
Taking it so seriously.
But if you have a dog in the relationship, then the dog moves to second.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
That's fine.
Are we done?
I would say, yeah.
I think we're done. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think we're done with that could be it. That could be the last one.
That is literally the last submission of the year 2023.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was... Okay. I will say that's not for last submission in 2023 is horrible.
It was horrible, but guess what? It makes the bar for next year lower, and we're going to top it.
You raise me up. You raise the bar up. Josh Groban.
For some reason, I can't sing it, so I'm not going to try. I to the tune of You Raise Me Up, I think and sing sometimes to myself the lyrics, You Braise My Beef. No
Dude,
reason at all.
We better not end the year on that.
Sing You Braise My Beef, and that'll be the end.
You braise my beef.
See? It's good, dude.
Wait, you've always thought this?
For some reason, I just think you braise my beef.
You braise my beef.
There you go. See? That's a great note to end on. Are you kidding me? That's tippy top shit.
What do you call those? Pressure in a beautiful pressure cooker. You braise my beef. I don't even know if you braise beef in a pressure cooker. I have no idea.
Nobody knows anything. Nobody even knows what the word braise means. Even chefs.
That's not true.
Yes, it is, dude. Braise. And if you prove me wrong right now, it's over.
Braise your hand. All right. Well, look. Happy New Year tomorrow. Happy New Year tomorrow, and get those tickets, dude. I will be in Albuquerque and El Paso and Sacramento and Brea and Houston and Phoenix and all sorts of places. Corpus Christi I'm going to be in for some reason. Kelowna, Vancouver. And go watch Grow or Die. You know what? Go to chrisley.com, get Grow or Die. Watch it tomorrow. Watching it on the first would be a great way to start your year. That's my new special. And then come see me on tour. I see all new stuff. You see, watch the special and then see all my new stuff. Thank you very much. And also subscribe to Lifeline Luxury.
Yes, patreon.com/lifelineluxury, the second best show in the world, first best show in the world being this show, Lifeline. My podcast, my solo podcast, The Private Record, is coming out real soon. Go to theprivaterecord.com to submit yourself as a potential guest on that show. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe on YouTube. You want a one-on-one with me? You want a one-on-one with me? Go to mattdelia.com, book an advice session now. And of course, if you want the great Lifeline merch, go to lifelinemerch.com.
All good.
Happy New Year. We will see you all in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
You braised my beef.